Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast message for Monday, September 3rd, 2007. It's Labor Day here in the United States, and we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message this morning and want to encourage you with a perspective on labor that we call sweet labor today. Two scripture texts we use from Psalm 104, 23 and 24, and a brief verse from Ecclesiastes 5, verse 12.
Then man goes out to his work, to his labor until evening. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet.
Today is Labor Day here in the United States. It's a beautiful day, and I'm sure many will be having picnics and family gatherings. We're going to have a meal around the fire in our backyard this evening. I don't know whether other countries have holidays similar to Labor Day or not. For most Americans, it's just another long 3-day weekend and the unofficial end of summer. But in my ministry, I've usually seen it as a good time to examine what the Bible says about labor. I often preached a sermon on that theme the Sunday before.
Some 25 years ago, when we were establishing a new congregation in northern Pennsylvania, we looked for creative ways to have a witness for Christ and to promote our young church. Bennett's Valley, a string of small towns in a narrow valley near us, always had a parade on Labor Day, and we felt perhaps we could get in a witness by participating in this parade.
Well, we sought a creative theme in dealing with the theme of the day, along with an attempt at using the Bible. So we pulled a trailer behind our church van and set it up like a working man's bedroom. Ken Ginther, a great big man in our church, volunteered to lay on the bed pretending to be sleeping. His work boots and other evidence of a laboring man were around the bed. We had a tape player playing his loud snoring and a big banner on each side of the float declaring, "The sleep of a laboring man is sweet." I am sure that this was the most unusual float that parade ever had, even up to this day. However, we did not win any prizes for our most beautiful float, we felt.
We were seeking to make a point based upon the theme of the day and the teaching of Scripture. There's just no sleep like the sleep that follows a hard day of work.
I particularly recall those times in my life when I did hard physical labor, such as farm work in my college days, and later several elements of construction. There's indeed a special sweetness to the sleep that follows these activities. And let me add, and Brooksine didn't place this, but when she works very hard at canning, and she's done that some recently, I believe that same testimony could be given to that kind of work as well. Today, you may be off work, and perhaps you've given a little thought to labor, but I hope when you return to work, you thank God for your job and work hard. I believe that's one way we please God.
Psalm 104 recounts God's works in the natural world, showing His providential care over all His creation. It's interesting that the picture of man in this account is at work. Some see work as a curse or a necessary evil. But God has ordained work into His created order. He said, 6 days shalt thou work. Solomon said, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. And Paul wrote in a context concerning secular work, serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men. In the book of Revelation, we read of a future time when the faithful will rest from their labor.
Well, I pray that each of us will work diligently at whatever tasks God has called us to as an expression of our faith, obedience, and gratitude.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the pleasure of working with our hands and engaging our minds. Work is ordained by you and carried out in our places of employment. Help us to make a positive difference in our workplace as we live out our Christian testimony while performing our work duties. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing the prayer, Brooksine. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have an additional note, a lengthy note, that we've expressed concerning our service we attended yesterday. And I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. with a group called the River Brethren. And I have a photo on the site of the float that King Ginther laid on in that parade many years ago. I don't really have any music I expect to put up today. It would be great if I could have found some music that sounded like what we sang yesterday, but I don't think it's probably available on the web. You can read about our report of our most interesting church service yesterday on the website today, September 3rd, 2007. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.